Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Hey, welcome to the Hagman Report for today, Thursday, September 14, 2023. Have you looked outside? Is this the new normal in which we find ourselves? We are right now in planetary crisis and chaos, worldwide crisis. You've got so many things taking place right now. The first part of the program, I am just so delighted to have. I'm gonna say this, and I mean this: an unsung hero Tina, the founder of the satellite phone store, does more for people than I know, than anyone else I know. Maybe with the exception of Steve Quayle. Steve Quayle is also with me, but for the first segment of the show, we're gonna have Steve and Tina on, and then. After that, Steve is going to continue with me. I'm going to turn it right now over to Steve Quayle. We're going to talk about what's going on and how to prepare, why you need to prepare. You know why, but how to prepare the best way you can. Steve, thanks for joining me.
Well, you're welcome. And it's a pleasure to be with Tina today because, again, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching world disasters. We're watching unparalleled damage and loss of life. But with that unparalleled damage and loss of life, we're watching communications cut off, i.e. Maui, i.e. Libya, i.e. the West Coast when the quakes happen and have happened, the East Coast. And ladies and gentlemen, it's global. It's worldwide. And so with us today, obviously, is Tina, the founder of the Satellite Phone Store and BeReady123.com. Now, the first thing people do when they panic is they want to run and tell somebody or talk to their loved ones, especially if they're in a safe zone and their loved ones are in a danger zone. So we have the solution to the danger zone. I'm going to bring on Tina right now, and we're going to talk about satellite phone communication and alternative power. The escalation of the number of events and the intensity of events, I know that Tina gets flooded. And she's been so gracious to us on the Hagman Show with Mike Adams, myself, Alex, everyone, and Doug especially, to give us the heads up when her phones are gone, when the power, literally her ability to sell products. So, ladies and gentlemen, with no further ado, I'm going to bring on Tina of the Satellite Phone Store, sat123.com, and also BeReady123.com. And this, if you consider this an infomercial, I'm going to give you a new term, a lifeomercial, L-I-F-E-omercial, because that's what's at stake. You know, again, if you don't know who to call on a satellite phone, you don't need that. But if you don't need the satellite phone because there's no one to call, I actually had somebody tell me that, I said, then you need power because, and I asked them, are you afraid of the dark? Some of these people say, are you kidding? I'm deathly afraid of the dark. So we have the communication solution. We have the solution for let there be light when no one else does. And so, Tina, thanks for coming on. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much, Steve, and thank you, Doug, for having me on your show to talk about satellite communication. As we know, we've seen so many things that are happening recently. Hawaii, there's still the affected areas. There's still 50% of the areas don't have cell coverage yet. And one of the things that the satellite phones do provide is communication, and it doesn't matter if there's a hurricane, fire, any natural disaster, man-made disasters. We're seeing currently in Africa with the dam being broken. So satellite phones will allow you to make a call to friends and family or to get emergency services to your area, no matter what happens. It's 100%. You get coverage on 100% of the earth. But also keep in mind that the cell phones only give you coverage on 7% of the earth. So with satellite phones, wherever you go, you will have service. And this is the reason why the military, our military uses them. Militaries around the world use satellite phones, not only because they work from anywhere on Earth and they work no matter what happens, but also for security reasons as well. These cannot be listened in on. You're not going to get spam. You're not going to get advertisement when you talk. Your calls are 100% private. And that those are some of the benefits for having a satellite phone, Steve.
Well, and I think, too, Doug and Tina, what is critical, thieves, murderers, and robbers are becoming, Doug, as you know, this more sophisticated. And the electronics to track cell phones are available to high-dollar crooks. And so if you're someone who values, you know, for whatever reason, your privacy, you got to get rid of the track, whack, and stack device. And that's what this is. And ladies and gentlemen, the only way to do that is with a satellite phone. Now, I understand not everybody has one, needs one, or wants one, or can afford one. But what's critical is those of you who are in groups, if you have a prep group, if you have a, let's say, family group that somebody has, and I'm talking about the same location, obviously different locations would require multiple devices. But Tina, also deal with a bivvy stick, because a bivvy stick connects people through their cell phone, through the satellite, and can be used, can it not, during power outages? Excuse me.
Yeah, that's right. Steve, thank you so much for bringing that up. This is the bivvy stick. It is so tiny. I think it weighs about 3 ounces. It is really cool. It's really, really popular with people that go hiking, camping, boating. So it will work because it uses all Iridium 66 satellites. So it will work from anywhere on Earth. All you have to do is put this somewhere where it can see the sky. And then you can put your smartphone in airplane mode because you don't need the service. And you can send and receive secured messages literally from anywhere on Earth as long as your phone is within 10 feet of the unit. So you can be indoors. This can sit outside. So if the weather is bad, you can put this outside and you can be indoor. As long as you're within 10 feet, you can send and receive messages from anywhere on Earth. So this one right now, it's the service on this one is a little bit more economical. It's only $59.99 a month. That's where it starts at. You can go to sat123.com and view the different plans that we have. We also have it where it's free on a little bit higher plan, but it also includes insurance and some other offers that we are providing for the listeners here today, Steve.
Well, and again, I think it's important, ladies and gentlemen, pretty soon numbers become meaningless until you're one of the numbers. We're now finding out horrific stories about what's going on in Maui, where the children went. And Doug, that's for a separate broadcast. But the key point in satellite phones or bivvy sticks, and I'd recommend bivvy sticks to those who are maybe, you know, saying, well, I just can't afford the satellite phone. You can get the same benefit by texting. And for the record, the bivvy stick, I think we have 1,000 characters that you can give more data or information off the bivvy stick. And Tina, just for instance, when Maui started having problems, How did your phones explode? Because people wait until a crisis to get a hold of you. Do they explain just like that? And also Libya, and also, you know, Florida. Your headquarters is in Florida. So explain to people how the demand can exceed the supply on one single event, if you would.
Right. So a lot of the sales what ends up happening for us is we get bombarded with many sales, such as insurance companies that want to go, first responders that go, but a lot of people buy them before, you know, they went to Hawaii. But once you're in Hawaii and if you didn't have a sat phone, the first 48 hours were the most critical time. So you would have had to have one ahead of time. Now, a lot of our customers did have, a lot of our subscribers were in those affected areas. And thankfully, the ones that had the satellite phones were able to communicate, and they were also able to give to the neighbors so that they can communicate with their friends and family. But obviously, as you know, not everybody had access to it. But the ones that did have access to it, we got some really, really good testimonials and thanking us that some of them have had the phone for nearly 10 years and they've been paying and rolling over their minutes. And all of a sudden there's this emergency and they're using it. And they're like, wow, it was definitely a lifesaver for some of the folks up in Maui and some of the other areas that were affected.
And also now let's kind of switch gears a little bit and go to BeReady123.com. Obviously the preparedness mindset. And I want people to understand this. You've got to get rid of, and you can pray and ask the Lord, to that taking everything for granted world we live in. For instance, I guarantee you, and I'm not a football fan or a sports fan, so there's no apologies there. I'm not. But 23 million people watch the NFL game. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't think you could find 23,000 people, maybe you could, that are absolutely awake. Maybe it's 230,000, but a noticeable smaller amount of people that are clued into what's going on. And it used to be, Tina and Doug, it used to be day to day. Now it's moment by moment, second by second. So what I want you guys to understand is BeReady123.com. Because Tina is, practices what she preaches, has inventory, and inventory is disappearing. Not a day goes by where another massive amount of stores are going out of business, shutting their doors forever. So Tina, explain just to the final, and I would say this based on what you and I have talked about, the final breakthrough in people's minds is that they have to replace gasoline for their generators. They run out, propane, they run out, natural gas, they run out when they do. But talk about the response to the, for instance, the EcoFlow River 2, the Max or the bigger units, because again, there are some amazing stories coming into you, are there not? So talk about BeReady123.com and the portable power generators, if you would, please.
Right. So thank you, Steve. So yeah, what we have done is we have created this page where we have negotiated a large volume from our suppliers. So we paid a little bit less. So we passed that on to the savings to the consumers. So that's the reason why when you go to BeReady123.com, you will see some packages are at 40% off, some at 20% off. So we try to maximize the savings so that we can pass that on to the consumers. And we've made it easy if you just want to keep your computers, your electronics, maybe a small fan, maybe the refrigerator. We've made it so we put plans together that are economical for you. But if you want to power more your AC, your heater, and others, as you can see when you scroll down, the more expensive they are, the more power you're going to get. And also, those include the solar panels. So in case that your electricity is down for a few days, you'll be able to charge your generator and your backup batteries via solar as well. So I think there's the 240 watts, and then there's the 400 watts. And those are pretty strong. They're really easy to move around. They fold, and they're not as heavy. I think the biggest one, the 400 weighs about 35 pounds maybe, but it does fold and it has a handle, so it is much easier to carry. So we try to make it as easy as possible for everyone. And then some of those big generators do have wheels so that you can wheel them because they would be kind of heavy. So they're portable, so you can wheel them in the house, plug in anything that you want to plug in, your refrigerator, your toaster, your fans, and then you could run the extension to the outside so that they could be charging as you are using them as well.
Wow. Okay. Did we just?
No, okay. No. I'm
sorry.
Yeah, I had a power issue. The the problem that I'm seeing, you guys, and obviously know a little bit about the whole preparedness business, is that it's too late when it's 1 minute, 1 hour, or 1 day when you should have, could have, would have. And if you have that attitude in, well, I'm going to put it off because I'm sorry, but the NFL, NBA, whatever those things are, they play on TV all the time. Ladies and gentlemen, you must prioritize your lives accordingly. And somebody says, well, I hate infomercials. Well, go to a different channel then, because what we're talking about is life assurance. And I coined that term almost 35 years ago. So the essence is this. Everybody has, or they have to, at least in most states, have car insurance. They have to have house insurance or renter's insurance or life insurance or medical insurance. Go on and on and on and on. But notice in all those cases of insurance, something bad has to happen. Well, this is why life assurance is intercepting that which is bad that has to happen. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's SAT123.com, S-A-T, Sierra Alpha Tango, 123.com. Or, ladies and gentlemen, there it is right on your screen. It's BeReady123.com for all the different power units. And, Tina, go ahead and close this section out of the show, because as the Libyan event is showing, obviously we still don't know the final outcome of the multiple hurricanes off the East Coast. At what point would you say that people, in hurricanes, is there a kind of a time period that you notice, like 6 hours, 4 hours, 1 day, where they will, panic and call you guys?
Tina, we can't hear you. There's always, Steve, I believe everyone, it's just human nature to wait to the last minute, isn't it? I mean, we always do that. And I think right now we're running out of the last minutes. We right. really are. So,
when Tina, can you hear us now? We better just go to Doug and take it. I think,
Well, okay. All right. And I do want to thank Tina, the founder of SAT123.com, BeReady123.com. Right before the show, we had a chance to talk, and a better person, a more knowledgeable person you will never find, and especially about communications. So I would urge everyone, please go to SAT123.com, BeReady123.com. And I'm sure if you have any questions, you can contact them, and they're very responsive. But folks, please, for the sake of yourselves, your family, please be ready, and don't wait to the last moment, because we're running out of those moments. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I think right now people need to understand that we're on the devil's countdown timer. We know in scripture that certain things have to happen before, the Antichrist, who takes the place of Jesus Christ, comes on the scene. And Doug, if Eric would put up a scripture, I want people to understand something, because I got some feedback on using the name Lucifer versus Satan. So if you'd put up, if you would, Eric, the first scripture I sent you from Isaiah 14, I think people need to understand who it is we're talking about. Satan means adversary. So when Lucifer was in heaven, he was known as Lucifer and son of the morning. But when he fell, he became Satan. So the Luciferians are demanded by Lucifer himself to use that term. They absolutely want and are told, at the threat of their own lives, they must use his pre-fallen name. Does that make sense to you, Doug?
Oh, yeah, it does. And yeah. Thank you for clearing that up, yes.
So Satan means adversary. I'm going to read this scripture, because I want you to understand that in heaven is his name Lucifer. And it's interesting that everything now is coming out that is Luciferian, that is a 666. But we're going to talk in the rest of this program about how late is the hour, how late is the day, how late is the night. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cast down to the ground, which did weaken the nations. That actually means not only weaken them, but to make war on them. For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Those are the angels of God. I will sit also upon the mount of congregation, the sides of the north. In essence, in God's throne area. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I'll be like the Most High. Now the narrative changes. Yet you shall be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made a world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners? All the kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in glory, every one in his own house. But thou art cast out of the grave like an abominable branch, and as a raiment of those that are slain, thrust through with a sword that go down into the stones of the pit, as a carcass trodden under feet. Thou shalt not be joined with them in burial, because thou hast destroyed the land and slain thy people. The seed of evildoers shall never be renowned. Prepare slaughter for his children, for the iniquity of their fathers, that they do not rise, that means from the dead, nor possess the land, nor fill the face of the world with cities. For I will rise up against them, saith the Lord of hosts, and cut off from Babylon the name and remnant and son and nephew, saith the Lord. So that's good enough. And now, Eric, if you go to the New Testament where Jesus is speaking, you'll notice a change. Again, this is talking about Lucifer, his worshipers demand, those who are Luciferians. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to take a rough guess, 98% of the people that don't worship Jesus Christ, if the remnant's 2%, 3%, or 4%, that's how many people will not accept Jesus Christ. And, it's really important that we understand this. And he that heareth you heareth me, and he that despises you despises me. He that despises me despises him that sent me. You couldn't define the Luciferian attitude towards the living God more clearly than what Jesus said. And he's talking about the 70 disciples now, not just the original 12. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. And this is critical that people understand. When he was in heaven, up until the time he rebelled, wanting to set himself up, in essence, as a co-equal with God, and got kicked out, he was known as Lucifer. Again, I'm going to reiterate this, Doug. There are people listening to this that believe, number one, they're two different entities, and number two, that we talk about Lucifer too much, because I want everyone that's listening to this, and including the Luciferians that monitor this show, we understand that. And it's interesting, Doug, that the Antichrist means in place of Jesus Christ. And listen to this, notwithstanding this, verse 20, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. And again, God says in verse 19, behold, I give unto, back up a minute, Eric, thanks. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. That's what the word of God says, but it has to be applied and it has to be practiced. It has to be exercised, because the seven sons of Sceva tried to cast out demons, and they told the demons to come out in the name of Jesus that Paul preaches. And the demons said, hey, we know Paul, we don't know you. And the demons physically beat up the people that were willy-nilly and thought that they could just cast out demons. I put up a picture on my website today. It's on one of my shows, and it shows the governor of New Mexico from a side view. And I made the statement, in my opinion, if you want to see something manifesting in a human being, that's why I put entity, again, it's my opinion, in all the decades that, you know, I've been on talk radio and 52 years since Jesus revealed himself to me, literally in the flesh, the point is that the demonic has become more and more present. And I use the term outpicturing. I want people to understand this term. Out picturing literally means that which is inside is coming out. And Eric, there's a story about the governor of New Mexico being stood down by a federal judge. And if you can put that picture up, I think it's worth a thousand of my words. We've seen Fauci transform before the eyes of the camera. We've seen in two cases, former Prime Minister of Great Britain, Tony Blair, and also Hillary Clinton, literally morph between the time the camera started on them in a news conference and when an electronic camera has a glitch and goes out of phase. The reason we don't see the demons, you know, with our normal eyes outside the mercy of God until they manifest in the realm where we can see them is because we're in a different phase, if you will, a dimension. You basically go into a, let's say this, a simultaneous phase, and that's when you begin to see evil. So we're watching, I believe, Doug, the infestation of evil spirits under the control of fallen angels. I got to reiterate this. A fallen angel is a heavenly being first that gets kicked out to earth, one third following Lucifer as he became Satan after his rebellion. And those fallen angels can transform into angels of light. These are the ancient gods that Jonathan Cahn talks about. These are the ancient gods I've written about. This is where all mythology and legends come from. And after 52 years and a bunch of stuff, yeah, if you'll post that up a little bit or scroll it up a little bit so we can see it. Nope, that's not the one. This one is a side view, and it's way different than that. Well, you can put them up side by side. And this is just kind of on the spur of the moment, but people who go on my website, stevefoyle.com, can see it. It's concerning the story about the federal judge, I think, or maybe another story. I put two of them up. So, Doug, what we're talking about now is woe unto you, inhabitants of earth. The heavenly wars have come onto the earth. I was on your show the day, and I'm sorry, but I take that back. I'm not sorry, but I felt three times, and that's when I know I better say it, to tell your audience, my audience, our audience, and anybody that will listen, peace has been taken from the earth. Do you remember that?
I do, yeah. Peace has been taken by the from the earth, and that was... you said that more than once, and the time on that, Steve, was some time ago. But go on.
Well, that was before Russia invaded the Ukraine.
Oh yeah.
And so as peace is taken from the earth, you have chaos. Chaos is a literal high ranking fallen angel, and chaos literally has human being servants that do his bidding. And he travels the earth and in human form. Keep in mind what I want people to understand. Chaos is not just a resultant upheaval and everything that's normal. And if the rhythm of life, and we use that term, is like this, chaos is like this. It's like a breakdancing of evil, okay? It's an intersection of everything that's evil, everything that's destructive, and everything that absolutely brings to naught the things that God has wrought. There you go. It'll rhyme. So we expect that the equilibrium of life or the rhythm of life stays the way it is until a disaster happens, political disaster. And let's get to Maui. There's now information that the kids, the 2,200 kids, were taken to a military base. And that military base has not admitted to having 2,200 kids. What will be the outcome? Well, I'll tell you what's going to be the outcome. Some will be sexually trafficked. Some will be satanically sacrificed. Yes, you heard me right. Some of them will be pleasure things, depending on their age. And notice that even the parents have been silenced. Everything is controlled and contained. What attacked Maui was basically sophisticated weaponry, and it wasn't just directed energy weapons, or it wasn't just microwaves, which cook you from the inside out. But it was also pre-positioned, if you will, not napalm, but flammable incendiary devices that were daisy chained and set off. And when one is hit with a directed energy weapon, they can basically initiate ring around the rosy. Everything is not going to turn out well. And that's what we saw. That's what we saw, circles burning. So, ladies and gentlemen, prior to the fire in Maui, there were land development meetings taking place. And so you've got to understand, this whole thing is orchestrated. But where are the children? Where are the children? Doug, you've heard me say it on your program. I've said it on mine. Do not lose track of the children. This is the fulcrum of total evil. And if we don't speak out and demand from those skunks, whether they're representatives or senators, if we stay silent at this time, those will be your children, my children, grandchildren, if we're fortunate enough to have them. The bottom line is, and I can't explain this, and maybe you can do it in your terms, but this is a slaughter of the innocents. This is a sacrifice of the innocents. And if people don't get it, Lucifer demands human sacrifice. And now what we're seeing, the bigger the event that he has planned, meaning Lucifer, i.e. Satan, the more humans that will be sacrificed. And 250 million Americans are scheduled for the ultimate nuclear holocaust. And we're at World War III. I had to inform a really good author today. I said, you cannot use the word hinting. We were just told, and it's on my website, it's on others too, by a former high-ranking general. He brought up the Poseidon nuclear torpedoes that can take out Great Britain in a heartbeat. And it was the British giving the Ukrainians the missiles that took out the Russian sub and also wreaked such havoc. How long do you think the Russians will put up with that? And that's a big question. If I knew the time, I'd blab it, okay? I don't know the time. And if anybody claims they know the time, I got news for you. It's so flexible that no human could possibly know the time. And all the false prophets and false prophetess can't take the reality of that statement away. Go ahead, Doug.
You know, what you said, too, about the going back about the children, you know, isn't it well, you can see what they did with this SARS-CoV-2 bioweapon. You can see what they did, of course, with the children, with the injections, the shots. You can see the focus on the children, and then the greater focus on all of humanity. And this is the same playbook, different circumstances when you talk about Maui. So we're looking at this. Anyone who is unable to look at the entirety of the situation and fail to connect the dots, and especially when you bring into the mix the satanic, and I use that obviously deliberately, component to this, man, you're not paying attention, because what we're seeing here, just like the start of the show, the chaos, the planetary chaos. Who has the ability to create this planetary chaos? One can argue, you know, a group of simple men, women, so-called elite. I would stipulate that we're dealing with much more than that. Go ahead, sir.
Well, for instance, you know, how about the argument over COVID? Was it the mark of the beast, the shot of the beast, the technology of the beast? The whole issue wasn't that. Why did Christians yield to it when they knew, and they don't, by the way, but they should have known, but the preachers who are pukes in the pulpit, nothing but harrowings, as in harrowing times. But the point is that where is the truth being spoken? Very few people are telling it like it is. And I posted a wonderful sermon by Benjamin Faircloth, and I was blown away by his succinctness and his call to repentance. Any pastor that doesn't call for repentance, in my opinion, is a hireling. unless they can challenge me and they can come on your show and prove to me they're preaching Jesus crucified. But you can't preach Jesus crucified and resurrected, and you can't have conviction in your congregation without the presence of the Holy Spirit. And so the total absence of the provocation or the calling of God to repentance is lacking, and it's irrelevant. So the nation that has rejected God, that's the United States of America, the disunited states of America, how much clearer does it have to be? Ladies and gentlemen, we have a third column army in the United States. Everybody from Chinese regular military, and it's not just the ones in the Baja that Michael Yon's talking about. It's not only the ones that, you know, will be landing on the West Coast or coming down through Canada. It's the ones that are strategically placed, like ants will pop up, and they'll start popping off Americans. Doug, here's a frustration. So somebody will send me an email. I see it. You're frustrated. How can, again, here's the overruling, overriding mandate. How can we tell people, look, your lives are at stake. My life's at stake. Everybody's life's at stake. Some more than others. But the point is that nothing gets the people's attention on the level of an NFL game of 23 million people. And if that offends football fans, you, and you're a Christian, you better get on your knees and pray. Because it's not the fact that some of us hate spectator sports. The number one spectator sport in Rome was Christians in the Colosseum, even beyond the gladiator games. I want everyone to understand that. We are at a time unlike any in history because we're at the end of history. The G20 said we're going to force a global currency down the global population of the world throat. You're going to have no choice. I'm going to have no choice. And so the problem is, thank you so much, Eric, and if you'll scroll up a little, scroll down, by Martin Armstrong. No one's brighter than Martin Armstrong, in my opinion. And the thing that's really important, listen to this, and I'll read it, Doug. Scroll down. Okay, leave it right here if you don't mind. The leaders of the G20 over the weekend reached an agreement to impose by sheer force digital currency and digital IDs on their respective populations. This will allow them to monitor their people's spending and crush dissent. However, the digital IDs will become a shared network to deny to travel to individuals they deem non-compliant to their tyranny. This is the problem when you have career politicians, for they are not on our side, but sit above us and look down with disdain. And I would only add one other thing, and that's that, and they get paid big bucks. So if you can conquer by payment, we did the same thing to the Iraqi generals before Operation Desert Storm. If we understood how many, and I don't know if that's true, or, you know, the majority of our top military leaders across all the armed services, if we understood how much of the judicial branch has been compromised, if we understood how much of the State Department, their number one foreign policy is invoking LGBTQYXZ, the pronoun people on the whole world. And that's why they're making war with words against Viktor Orban, the president of Hungary, who, in my opinion, has got to be one of the most outstanding individuals for standing against the entire world. And, Doug, if you and I didn't stand against the entire world of evil, we wouldn't be worth our salt. Oh, by the way, the salt has lost its savor. And see, this is why, look, we've got to, ladies and gentlemen, and by the grace of God, it's not enough to just be aware. You need to challenge the best of your ability. And you'd be surprised if you are the 100th letter, I take that back, the 1,000th letter, and you've got somebody so furious, and he says to his secretary, lover, either sex, that I get one more letter, I'm going to change my vote. You may be that person. Now, I don't believe, Doug, You can vote your way out of the Antichrist timetable. I want to make that clear. And I think it's critical that people who claim to be Christians understand that they are the G20, their number one focus of hate, destruction, persecution, prosecution, and death are the Christians. Go ahead, Doug. That's a big mouthful.
Indeed it is. What is this going to, what's the timetable, to your knowledge, what's the timetable of this enforcement of this digital currency? And you know, again, people are going to say, well, what's it going to look like? And how can they possibly force me? Oh, and what about this is another thing too. Well, what about the drug cartels and the illicit businesses out there, or the illicit things that go on that are unlawful? There's going to be a parallel economy. Will there be a parallel economy? I mean, all of these questions come into play. Go ahead.
I think the Christians will have to go underground, and I salute those, especially the tier one operators that are believers and are facilitating that. Tier one, special forces, special operations, ultra black. Ultra black just means groups of the military that do not officially exist. But I think what it's going to look like, Doug, is simply this. Those of us who are alive prior to World War III, it's not going away. Whether the Duma has called special meetings, I assume they have, been told they have. And the Russians are furious even with their own leadership. But look at what President Putin has done. And then look at the trans person who speaks perfect English for the Ukrainians, saying they're going to hunt down worldwide anybody that's a Putin propagandist. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the war is on. And we were told that Russia's running out of missiles. I guess they're not. Russia's having a meeting, President Putin's meeting with North Korea. Again, I'm telling you, most people don't know this. I have been told by people in the background, let's just leave it at that, that Kim Jong-un was in Switzerland and he has a degree or multiple degrees in nuclear physics. The North Koreans produce more 155 millimeter howitzer shells than any nation in the world, than any nation. Now, put that into perspective, that NATO's run out, that the Pentagon has wasted, was it on purpose? I think so. Our man pads, there weren't 50,000 Russian tanks, actually 51,000 Russian tanks, and yet 51,000, our entire U.S. military, and that was public knowledge. Everything I'm telling is public knowledge. 51,000 man pads. See, it does matter. Details do matter. But there's going to come a time when there's no more time. And I mean, a moment. That's a better way of saying it. A moment in time where you're out of time. You know, a funny thing, Doug, this is interesting. I posted on my website, I think yesterday, early morning, and it's early in my early morning, about the day will come where grocery stores, supermarkets will have to have armed guards. I don't know if you saw that or not.
I did.
It was one of my comments. And I basically said, until someone gets shot, people won't back off. We're in a time of techno-terrorism. Techno-terrorism and techno-feudalism, the gangs that are absolutely so well-funded, and I can tell you this, billions of dollars buy anything on the open arms market, anything. Money talks, politicians squawk. There is more firepower, and I know people in that world who tell me this stuff. There is more firepower in Mexico now than there is in the U.S. government, with the exception of nukes. And for the record, the boldness of these techno-terrorist gangs that are raiding everything from Macy's to all of the designer labels, you know, whatever has value is in their sights. So the day will come, and now is already right. I'm sorry, I didn't finish the story. Walmart announced that in one specific store that is experiencing unimaginable theft, a literal putting a police station in their Walmart store. Did you see that? Yeah, there you go. Surging theft cases. Surging theft. And that, by the way, I did not see that story because you can even check the times that it came out. You know, the important thing was that this is an older story. I've never seen this story in my life. But what I said was that we're going to watch the time of armed guards with shoot-to-kill orders. Now, Doug, I don't think people understand that. And again, the thing that we're going to see is we're going to see the neighborhood hordes, H-O-R-D-E-S, move in to affluent areas, move into any area where something they want is located. And for the record, that would mean university cafeterias. I'm talking about food. That would mean hospitals. That would mean warehouses for food. Oh, by the way, if there's any left, because Archer Daniel Midland's, just their warehouse that processed soybean and corn just burned up. Ladies and gentlemen, these are headlines, but they're hell lines. America has turned into a hellhole. When you see all the people that are cranked up on drugs, literal drug, that are fentanylites, F-E-N-T-A-N-Y-L-I-T-E-S, these are my words, that are being just destroyed before our eyes, and the only hope they have is that momentary high before they die. And look at the gruesome Newsom policies in California, especially Los Angeles. I don't know if it was I think it was a total state budget, $57 billion. And to help the homeless, and all that happened is they multiplied. Again, I'm in Bozeman, I'm going to call it Bozo, Montana now. I've lived here for 50 years, I think. No, longer than that, 60 years. I'm 72. I think I moved here when I was 12. But the point is that it's despairing to see people who once were homeowners, who once had a family, who are pimping their daughters and their wives in order to live. That's the same thing that Bob Griswold talked about that happened in Berlin. It's the same thing that happened in Napoli, that's Naples in Italy, after World War II. All that a man has, will he give for his pottage? In other words, when you're starving, your choices are limited. But for the Christian, God's word, it came through David, the king of Israel, that stated, I have been young and now I'm old. I have not seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. And Doug, I don't know the time frame, but I'll tell you this. The call of the Russian politicians, the Russian generals, even their comedians are not sitting back and shutting up. They're saying, we have to act. And for the record, those of you who are familiar with Hawk, Radio Hawk, and what he's been telling you is, and talking over and over the years, he took over my daily radio program, I think 18 years ago, maybe that. Yeah, I think it's that much. And he basically was talking about Britain first and the card game that was kind of like the Illuminati card game. And I forget what it's called right now. Britain gets hit first. And I'm not kidding you, Doug. That card game's headlines are now echoed in the Russian press. Did you see that?
Yeah. Yes, indeed they are. We are at a point in time, I believe, Steve, we're at a point in time when we will no longer be able to deny everything that has been said is now playing out. And there's no denying this. You can stick your head up your butt, not you, but people can, and deny it, of course, or refuse to acknowledge it. That's not going to change the fact that it's happening today. So you're 100% accurate. And by the way, about those substations you mentioned, we spoke off air the other day about that. And you had pointed something out to me that really made me stop and think, okay, why are they there? Of course, ostensibly to protect the inventory, and you know, however, how easy would it be to keep people without the proper credentials, if you know what I mean, out, or punish those that have, faked it and made their way in. So dual use indeed. So go ahead, sir.
Well, I think that's one of the critical points, ladies and gentlemen. Under the guise of police substations, it's like the gates of hell. A gate swings both ways. And I'm not talking about sexual preference, because that's a term that they kind of distort, the pronoun people. The thing that's critical is the how should I say this? That which defends can also destroy. We're watching that right now. If people don't understand, and this is the critical, explosive bottom line of everything I say, everything I speak, everything I do, that the nation of that was once the United States, and I call it now the disunited states, where there's no freedom, no justice, and no liberty for all, i.e. Owen Schroyer, i.e. every one of the people that's being targeted. Ladies and gentlemen, what Owen is a poster child for the imprisonment of truth. And Doug and I've talked offline. That's why both of us can pull no punches. And I think that's critical, Doug. You know,
if I'm going down, I'm going down like Owen Schroyer. Okay, if I'm going down, I'm going down for telling it like it is to everyone, whether you want to hear it or not. Okay, Owen Schroyer, in at least looking at the court documents, the papers, the sentencing, and the sentencing guidelines, had done nothing wrong. That is absolutely tyrannical what they've done to Owen. A friend of mine, is, as far as I'm concerned, and a friend of yours as well, this is going to be happening to all of us if you don't get your head out of your ass and start paying attention to what Steve's been saying. Go ahead.
Proctological exams were never meant to be an eyewitness undertaking. That's a nice way of saying.
There you go. You know?
Yeah, proctological exams were never meant to be, an eyewitness undertaking.
Unless you're Pete Buttigieg, but that's a different story.
Yes,
altogether.
And, you know, I can I tell you something? When people take that position, literally, I mean, you know, they'd have to be a pretty good yoga practitioner, and I'm not promoting yoga in any means. The slightest cough or sneeze, and I'm talking about the event, they break their neck. So when you say breakneck speed, you know, I mean, you know, turn your head and cough is on a different side of the anatomy. And why are we talking like this? Oh, that's a potty mouth. We live in a potty country where our veterans are becoming destroyed before our eyes, where families, little boys are being sexually mutilated, little girls are being sexually mutilated. The entire extinction, the entire genocide, the entire annihilation of mankind is before us, and you can't snore through it. I can't snore through it. And by the grace of God, Doug, you and I have been fortunate not to snore through it, but all we get is the majority of times. I had a guy kicked off my forum, and to say he was the opposite of a dumbass would have been an understatement. And the thing is that people want understanding on their terms. They'll argue with anything that doesn't fit their paradigm, but they're not in Libya. They're not in the Texas weaponized hurricane zone. And by the way, Texas is the most, how should I say this? Texas and Florida, both red states, yep. And they are the ones that are subjected to weather warfare, i.e. Texas. We're seeing Phoenix now that was, 100 days over 100. I think it was 104 was the mean temperature during the daytime. And now we're seeing torrential rains in Phoenix. Ladies and gentlemen, this is weather wars. This is what, Dame Wigington put up his website, geoengineeringwatch.org. And Eric, if you can just grab that and put it up for people, I tell everybody I know, you need to tell everybody you know, because weather warfare, even according to Lyndon Baines Johnson, you know, was talking in 1964 about this. Look at weather wars as a, look at, forgive me, weather modification or weather as a force modifier. I'm going into my own book and going, what chapter is that in? Weather as a force modifier. Ladies and gentlemen, that's chemtrails. Now they're changing the composition of chemtrails. And remember, all the information you know about graphene, all the information you know about what do they put in those hellish vaccination brews from the cauldrons of hell? All they got to do is change the formulation of what they're spraying. And this isn't conspiracy theory. And it's interesting, Doug, because if people would lift up their eyes and see that the redemption draweth nigh, they go, well, what's going on? And then Bill Gates is talking about blocking the sun. You, I, we are the carboniferous life forms. We are the carbon footprints. They're telling us you're going to die. And what are they using? The false narrative of climate change. I believe climate change is man-made. So does Dane Wigington. It's called geoengineering.
There it is.
Yep. And weather warfare. So, ladies and gentlemen, please take that serious. And, Doug, if you put that link in the show, tell everybody, send that out to everybody, because it explains everything. And with natural disasters, and I made the statement, it's called unnatural disasters. When you hear scary Kerry, John Kerry talk, when you hear all the lying devils from hell in the United Nothings Nation, when you hear the World Health Organization or the Center for Disease Creation, when you hear all of their denials and now they want you to take the shot and lock down, stand against it. Fight it with every way you can. If you're only capable of writing letters to the editor, if you're only capable of do something, and if you would pray for those who are on the front lines, because pretty soon, ladies and gentlemen, the front lines will be the battle lines, and those voices, mine included, Doug's included, Mike Adams, you know, anybody who's out there, and I'm putting those of us not as the last word, Alex, of course. And I mean, foremost, the bottom line is that there's only the point in time when nothing more can be said, because guess what? A hypersonic strategic ballistic missile is coming in. Anybody who believes the narrative that tactical nuclear weapons will stay in the Ukraine, I would say this is by denial, a self-lobotomized individual.
Boy, that's very true. And isn't it funny, not funny, humorous, but isn't it something that Ukraine is the epicenter of what that we see taking off across the globe? And why is that? You have to ask yourself, why is that? Is it because of Russia's aggression back, you know, a year ago? February? No, it's not. It has to do with the larger agenda of the world depopulation, and this is the one I've often said Syria would be the start of the Third World War. Well, at this point, Ukraine most assuredly, and Syria does play a role, but differently in this case. So yes, you're exactly right, Steve. You are on the money here. We got about a minute and a half left. It's to you, sir.
We're at the closing moments of history for the United States. The United States can disappear. It is, in my opinion, for those who won't believe it's Mystery Babylon, it's at least the daughter of Babylon. And even Jerusalem was called Spiritual Babylon. Oh, gee, I want to run. Doug, the most important thing that has come out, and I want people to understand this, if you're going to have a tribulation temple with the Antichrist, you're going to have a tribulation ark, a fake Ark of the Covenant. You're going to have fake. And I no sooner said that than I got an email saying, are you aware, Steve, that there is also a group in Israel already manufacturing a fake ark? The ark is the presence of God. The Antichrist could not touch the real ark or be destroyed, but they're going to have a fake one. Can you imagine all the Christians? They're going to ooh, ah, and marvel.
Yeah. Well, there you have it, folks. Hey, be warned, beware. Chaos, planetary chaos. hey, get prepared right now, get right with God, get on your knees, repent, and pray for, well, just pray. Steve, thank you. Appreciate you.
Bye-bye, Doug. All thank you.
Folks, that'll do it. May God bless each and every one of you. God bless you, and may God keep you safe.